Mr. Curtis.
Okay, let's do this thing. Three situations. You tell me what happened next. 81199.
Oh. What's occurring?
Still not going that well, is it, for you, Chops?
Didn't I win yesterday?
It was a draw yesterday.
Mm. All right, lost one, drawn one this week. No.
They were debating on unofficial meals earlier about, you know, like when judges go a bit... or people that play the game get a little bit rubbish and get sacked, like Louis Walsh did.
Right,
Or Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
That might, you know...
Okay, well, I'll bear that in mind, then.
To get somebody else in at some point to play.
Okay.
Becky's going well, so...
Especially when the quizmaster himself is so professional and good.
Right. And never get rid of me.
And never gets anything wrong.
I'm like Kate Thornton. They'll never get rid of me.
Dermot.
Here we go, then.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, first one. You know films?
I know films, yeah.
What is the best film that has ever been made?
In my opinion?
Hmm.
I'd say François Truffaut's Les Quatre Cent Coups.
What?
I was going to say I like Il Postino, which makes us laugh, really.
What are you on about?
I'm going to say Wally.
Wally. Yeah. I say Mean Girls.
Right.
What about John Tucker Must Die?
It's not up there with that.
It's either Les Quatre Cent Coups or Kung Fu Panda.
Yep.
But I find it difficult to choose between the two.
You know when you see all those like snobby critics on TV going, yeah. Oh yeah, it's definitely The Godfather,
yeah.
Citizen Kane. Yeah? Mm. What do you think real people think? Well, today, Gemma, off of our office, went and asked 10 real people on the streets of Great Britain, what would be the most common answer, do you think, to the best film that's ever been made?
Actual real people.
Actual real people, not snobby film people.
Of any film that's ever been made.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to be an honour, because I can probably only remember about 10.
Most popular answer from the real people on the streets.
Okay, do I go first?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say, because this apparently is the answer to this question all the time, whenever anybody asks this question, and say Shawshank Redemption.
That does come up a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the law that you have to answer with Shawshank Redemption.
Becky.
Home Alone. I've got no idea, but it is quite popular.
Do you know what I would have said if I was allowed to guess?
What?
Titanic. I reckon that'd be up there as well.
With
real people.
You've just stolen that off the text.
You have as well.
No, there's one person that says, I've seen Titanic. God.
I haven't.
Have you not? Anyway, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked 10 people in the streets of Great Britain, what is the best film ever?
What do you think the best film that ever's been made is?
Probably Mamma Mia.
It'd probably be Titanic. I'm the king of the world!
What do you think the best film that's ever been made is?
Green Street.
What's that, sorry?
Green Street.
And what's that about?
Like, football hooligans that, like, beat everyone up.
What do you think the best film that's ever been made is?
I would probably say The Beach.
Why is that?
I don't know, I like the weather out there, it's nice.
What do you think the best film that's ever been made is?
Definitely Harry Potter, it's just such a good follow-up to the books, rather.
Why do you like that film so much?
Oh, I love Harry.
What do you think the best film that's ever been made is?
The best film, I think, is... A tournament?
What,
a tournament?
What's that?
Wait, Keira Knightley.
Okay, and what's that about?
It's about 30s. And she died on the end.
What do you think the best film that's ever been made?
Mean Girls. It's my mum and dad like it. Yes. And it's got people from all different types, and it mixes like normal life with animal life.
What do you think the best film that's ever been made is?
Lord of the Rings. My Precious. That's the one, you know, that's the one is my favourite one.
Yep.
I'd say Step Up.
What do you think the best film is that's ever been made?
Well, probably the most recent film that I've seen, 7 Pounds, by Will Smith, has just come out. I have actually never cried so much in my whole life, seriously. I nearly had to walk out of the film into the toilet because it was so sad.
Can you give me your best Will Smith impression?
Oh no, it Oh no, it's a swear word.
Was that the impression? Now, be honest. Did you go out there and was it you saying Mean Girls?
No.
Because it sounded like...
Oh, my God, it wasn't me.
It sounded like...
It totally wasn't me.
It was using your voice.
I love that that bloke. James King should watch his back, like, for film reviews on Radio 1. This guy should be on.
The best film, I think, is... A Tournament with Keira Knightley. It's about 30s, and she died on the end.
So he's good. Right, well, neither of you got that, did you?
No.
Home Alone.
I thought you said you were asking normal people.
They were normal people. Home Alone and Shawshank, they weren't on there.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Next one. Do you know Golden Balls?
The quiz show
on ITV1 with Jasper Carrot.
Yeah.
For some reason, my housemate is addicted to this show. And right. I don't know why. I watched it with him the other night. No idea what was going on.
Were you a bit confused?
Yeah, really confused. Yeah. But he actually records it now. I think he's got it on Series Link, because obviously he's at work when it's on.
Yeah.
But he loves it. Why would he... Why? Is it good?
It's all right. It's something to watch, isn't it?
Here's my question to you. On Mondays, Golden Balls on ITV1. How many times did Jasper Carrot say the word balls?
Well, why can't Becky go first?
Okay, Becky goes first.
25.
Chops.
I'm going to say... 26.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here is Jasper Carrot on Golden Balls, saying balls a lot.
Golden Balls.
Got the balls.
Golden Balls.
Golden Balls.
Ball machine.
Golden Balls. Ball machine.
Golden Balls. Balls at random.
Golden Balls.
Balls.
Golden Balls.
Okay. Golden Balls.
Balls.
Balls on show.
Balls.
Golden Balls each.
Killer ball.
You're going to have to bin your balls.
Bin your balls and you're out of the game.
The £13,000 ball and the £17,000 ball. Killer balls. Balls to find.
Golden Balls.
Golden Balls.
And see their balls bin.
Golden balls, bin your balls before you go. You bin your balls, you're out of the game.
Balls, and cash balls,
killer balls,
killer ball.
11 balls,
golden ball.
Golden balls,
killer balls.
Big cash balls, a £1,000 ball, a £15,000 ball, a £13,000 ball. Four killer balls, pick a ball to the ball.
About 40 seconds of this left, so there's still quite a few to go.
Golden balls, cash balls, killer ball, £15,000 ball, the £13,000 ball there. Killer ball,
big cash balls.
Ball available. Pick a ball, kill a ball now.
Do you want to hear them all? Or
has it gone past 26?
Pick a ball, yeah. Cash ball, pick a ball to win.
I'm happy with my point then.
Yeah. Killer balls, cash balls, the cash balls, kill a ball now, cash ball.
Right, let's just leave it there. It's like 101.
101?
Yeah. So Chappers gets a point.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Does somebody go to ITV and pitch that, but we just want to see how many times we're going to say balls
killer
in an
balls.
Hour.
Right, you know Hannah Morrison off the news?
Yeah.
She ain't happy with me today.
She's right marred.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier. This is what we got Hannah to do earlier on this afternoon. Hi, Hannah off the news.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous.
Describe what you're wearing to us right now.
I'm wearing a blue fleecy blanket.
It's a slanket, yes.
Sorry, a slanket. I look like Yoda, I think.
Okay, so it's our game. Here, I have a box of 6 eggs. Now, what I want you to do is you need to pick 3 of the eggs, okay? And smash them on your forehead.
You are joking.
Really not. But 3 of them are hard-boiled. So, it might not be an eggy experience at all, or it might be. It's all a matter of luck.
Can I pin my hair back?
If you want,
I
think
that's... Can I say no?
I'd rather you didn't.
Okay. Fine.
So, Hannah of the news has to pick 3 eggs, okay?
Uh-huh.
3 raw, 3 hard-boiled. My question to you, how many of them will be raw eggs and smash all over her face and her hair and everywhere?
I'm going to say 3.
3 will be raw. That's bad luck.
It is, isn't it? It would be really unlucky for that to happen, but I'm going to say three.
Becky?
Well, at least one, because she's sticky, isn't she? So oh, yeah. I'm going to say two.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Radio 1 News' Hannah Morrison playing Egg Roulette. You ready?
Yeah. I can't believe this.
Okay, so. Pick any egg.
This one.
Any egg. Pick that one. Okay, and just a little smash on forehead.
Like quite hard?
Quite hard, please, yes. Egg one, go. Oh, no.
I really didn't actually think you'd have actual raw eggs in there.
Yeah. But remember, three of them are hard-boiled, so it's all fine.
Because I've done it once, so I have to still keep... I've got egg
got
in
three.
My heart. It's actually disgusting.
More, okay. Oh, no!
Scott, so they are all... They are all...
Not. I promise you, three of these... Three of them...
I don't believe you for a second.
Okay, try it. Go on.
Can I feel them?
No, just take one. Go. Oh. That is really bad luck.
Oh, no. I don't believe any of them were cooked eggs.
They are. Some of them are cooked. You can check.
No. Okay, you check them on your head then.
Shall I? Ow. That was really... Ow. That really hurt. Anyway, that was fun. Thanks,
Anna. How am I going to explain this to my boyfriend when I get home?
The smell goes after a couple of days. It's fine. So, that was Hannah Morrison on Egg Roulette. Chappers gets the point
and
wins
win.
Today's Oh, What's Occurring? Now,
I'm back.
Who'd have thought it? Pink. I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest.